Christian Quest had a bull right in his sights. Now listen to All It Takes to Calculate Your Shot. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I'm looking around. I don't see any grass moving on the other side. I don't think there's any wind. We get in a position. He's on spotting scope watching, and he finally stops and pauses and looks at me, and he's just this magnificent 7x7. He's probably 365, 370, if I was going to guess it, probably solid 20 points bigger than my personal best. And you'd think you'd just be shaking and whatnot, but I actually was like super calm. And I was really excited. I was like, man, I've been waiting for this for 10 years and get in position. And there was a really big rock. So I was laying prone on a rock, even though it wasn't on the ground. The rock was probably the size of a Volkswagen Bug. And the shot was about 27.5 degrees up. I use Leica binoculars. I have a rangefinder built into them. They're amazing. So as far as a long range system going, and it doesn't take me very long to take shots out to say 750 yards. So, you know, an animal has no idea. Even if they saw you, they don't care at that distance. And so he's just sitting there, and due to the angle and the barometric pressure, because you're up really high, the air is thin, the actual distance corrects down quite a bit. So my binoculars flash, and then it was 667 three times. That's like just line of sight. And then I corrected it down to 575. I actually have yardage marks in my reticle on my scope.
He shot, he missed. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.